This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half to the hour. This is the DJV program. D represented by me, Doug. J represented by Jennifer and Jay. And B by Victoria, Victoria Keelan. With a focus here as we begin this hour, talking about children, your relationship as a parent with your children, your relationship if you're a grandparent, your relationship if you're a teacher, your relationship if you are a mentor, the sorts of things that are going on, the debate over whether youngsters ought to have smartphones or not. I certainly don't think they ought to have them until they're old enough to understand what sort of power they have in their hands. They're also, in terms of children, I noticed that there's a law that was passed last week in Georgia that makes recess mandatory for children in elementary school. Now, recess isn't a thing for all elementary schools. Unstructured playtime, according to a study that's out, has been proven to help children academically. And you can understand that. Exercise is good, running around, playing, gets the blood flowing, blood in your brain. It's also good social stuff for the youngsters. You know, the younger you get attached to these devices, the more of a zombie you become. You see it all the time. So what sort of things, as we move forward, we talk and worry every day and concern ourselves and talk about the throes of the world that we're in. I was talking about this earlier. I don't recognize the world. I don't recognize the world that I grew up in. I just don't. Now, maybe that's just one old-timer. I can remember hearing the same sort of thing from my father. But the reality is that so much has changed. And then you look at where we are today, where we were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, in the 80s when this stuff didn't exist. And then you think, okay, so how much more of this stuff can be developed? Where will we be in 20 years, 30 years in terms of technology? And how does that affect academics? Is this simple, this law in Georgia? It simply says that elementary students will be required to have unstructured break time every day for a half an hour. Didn't we all have recess? I had recess twice a day.
We did, and it's not just about that. It's a lot of times recess is withheld as a punishment. The kid can't sit still.
Oh,
they're not paying
God.
Attention in the classroom, so then they're forced to skip recess. So you're punishing a child for not being able to sit still, and then when they are able to go get that energy out, now you're saying, no, you can't go do that.
Ignorance. That's complete.
So it's also saying kids cannot be punished by having recess withheld,
You posted this on the DJV Show website. People can see the story there. I think that it's so simple to understand. Anybody who's got parents who's paying attention knows what kind of energy they have. Right? Look at my
grandson. Should be the punishment, I guess. It was always kind of the go-to, right? You had not necessarily withholding recess or a lunch period, but it was always stay after school for detention. And that was always like meant to be the deterrent. I mean, just for a conversation, what does work?
Well, but also maybe rewire our brains of what punishment is. Why would we, quote-unquote, punish a child for acting their age? Say, first graders, they're having a harder time following instructions or following directions.
What did your parents do?
Well, I think there's a difference, though, between bad kids.
Some kids act out. But also, that's the other thing. No, kids are bad. Sometimes they're just misunderstood or that they don't have, they have food insecurities at their home. Think of adults who get hungry and they act out, and we expect kids to behave better?
So what did your parents do? Let's go around the room here. We're in a virtual room, Victoria. Well, no, let's start with Jay. She was talking about it. And you're with your parents this week. So what did your parents do when you did not behave? Because there always, it's got to be a time when we all of us, we're not perfect.
Well, there were no empty threats in our household.
If you don't do it.
Yeah, if we were out in public and we were acting up or whatever, my mom, as she said, if you don't stop doing this right now, we are going to leave. And if we didn't stop, we left. There were times that we left grocery carts full of our groceries in the middle of the aisle because I maybe was too young and I had a temper tantrum
maybe?
Or something. Yeah, so there were no empty threats. We knew if we were told something, our parents meant business. We couldn't push boundaries.
Right. All right. Victoria, what about you and your boundaries when you were a youngster? What did Fancy Nancy, your dad, do with you, your brother? What was going on when you did? Because I'm sure you were perfect in every way, but on the rare occasion that you did do something that... that you got you off the reservation, how was it handled?
We got sent to our rooms, you know. I mean, it wasn't, like, we weren't allowed to have TV. We didn't have TVs in our rooms. And so, you know, getting banished to our room was not as fun as it is for kids today when they have, you know, an Xbox and a TV and a laptop and everything else. So, yeah, I mean, going to your room was kind of, like, super boring, and that was, I guess, that was probably the biggest punishment that we had. I mean, my brother and I were actually really well-behaved in public. Like, we were the kids that, you know, if we went to a restaurant, we would be there. We were around a lot of adults in our childhood, and so we were just used to sitting at a dinner table, and there were no tablets back then, so we had to sit and either just talk to each other or make conversation with adults. So, I mean, it wasn't a typical childhood in terms of, like, you know, I mean, we were probably around more adults than kids for stretches of it. But, yeah, I don't know. It just wouldn't be tolerated, I guess, if we were acting bratty in public.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jennifer?
Bad girl. I don't remember. What was that?
You're a bad girl. What'd you do?
I was trying to think back. Like, the idea that I could disappoint my parents was enough for me not to try to do things that would disappoint them. I mean, yeah, in public, I was an only child, so I was always around adults. I always had to figure out how to have conversation and be well-behaved, so I don't remember there ever being a time where we had to, like, leave a place, but and it was just expected, you know? It was not, I mean, you just had to kind of give me a look like, you know, what's going on? I think and I'd be mortified if I got in trouble. I remember one time I was, like, hiding under a rack of clothes in a store with my mom and grandma because I was bored, and the lady came over and said, don't do that, and I was, like, dead inside. Like, I just wanted to die. So, and I still remember that shame and embarrassment. So I just never, I mean, talk about a life dictated by shame and embarrassment, right? You just don't do anything that's going to get you that position. Like, I guess sometimes, like, I don't know, I wouldn't take medicine once. My dad did smack my bottom one time because I didn't want to take medicine. But I don't really even remember being sent to my room all that often.
Well,
I feel like we all now have a healthy fear of authority because of our upbringings.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a fear of authority, but, I mean, I respect authority and, you know, to a certain degree, but I wasn't really, that was not a message I took away from my parents.
I don't respect authority just for authority's sake. I didn't teach my children
that.
I don't do it myself.
That's very millennial of you, Doug.
I know.
Really? As a kid growing up, I had many friends that were police officers who were my age, but I just think that there are so many rules just because there are rules, and I thought that when I was teaching school, when I was a parent.
So you don't think kids should automatically respect their teachers or law enforcement?
No. Nope, don't.
That's really strange.
You earn the respect, and I grew up in a very
Yeah, but there are people in places, I understand that you earn respect, but there are places of authority that you have to recognize.
Look,
guys know how I feel about Joe Biden, but if he invited me to the White House, I would be polite to him, and I would show respect because he's the President of the United States.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. You know, when I met, it's not really about that, Jennifer. It's about questioning authority for authority's sake. Look at all the trouble that we're in now in terms of authority. Authority leads us into wars.
But questioning authority, so I think there's a difference. Because you question authority when authority loses your faith. And I think that's appropriate because maybe people should be critical thinkers. But I think at the beginning, I don't know, I think that there should be some level of just respect for people that are in positions of power over you, whether that's a teacher or a police officer.
To you, respect me because I am a police officer, and then the police officer kill somebody by putting his neck on his knee on your neck.
Right, and then you question authority, right? But
yeah.
Like, if you don't know that every police officer is a murderer,
I don't. And so
every
I don't
teacher's
say that
an
with
idiot.
A blanket. I wouldn't say right. That with a blanket. Don't misunderstand. I'm not saying it with a blanket. Oh, I don't trust the police. I just don't. Authority is different than the police and teachers and stuff. Each one of them has their own distinct job. I just think that rules are put in place, oftentimes supposed, like the speed limit, okay? Why do we have a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit in New Mexico and an 85-mile-an-hour speed limit in Arizona? Roads are exactly the same? Conditions are exactly the same? Well, for the purposes of this conversation, mostly. I've driven across those states dozens of times. And the only reason, and 65 or 55 or whatever it is, in some circumstances, it's a safety thing. But more often than not, it's a speed trap, a way for you to get stopped by some, quote-unquote, authority. See, I have no respect. Police officers who go out there with a radar gun and stop people and write them up tickets, there's nothing about that that is anything other than a way to tax you, to raise more money. That's what it is. And I don't think that they deserve...
Unless your kids run over in a... Yeah,
but I wish they weren't doing that. You see, that's what spoils it. They ought not to be doing that. They should be out helping people or getting the bad guys or whatever it is, not standing there with a gun to grab your dollar.
Did you get a speeding ticket recently?
Yeah, what is wrong with you? Like, I feel like you're going to teach Miles that, like, when he's playing soccer, he should kick the referee in the shin, and when a police officer walks by, then he should extend the middle finger. I mean, come on. Well, that's what it sounds like. I mean, people...
No, it sounds... I'm going to stick with the speeding. It sounds like he got a speeding ticket.
No, I didn't get a speeding ticket. No, I haven't.
Did someone pull you over?
Nope. I haven't been pulled over for a long time.
Because you're very specific about the cops with the radar guns, which apparently happens everywhere except California.
Yeah, no, you can drive at any speed you want in California.
That is not true. Oh, my gosh.
If you're a black guy in a red car, they'll stop you. But other than that...
I've gotten pulled over many times for making... Really? When I was a young kid, for making weird turns. People get pulled over all the time. That's an unfair statement. But some people who have lost their kid to a car accident may like that those people are stopping people from speeding and driving like idiots.
I'm just thinking that there's a job there for somebody else, not somebody who should be... using his skills or her skills to help people. Well, listen, nobody said I wasn't strange. 18 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going on 23 after the hour. Okay, so this is from the creepy crawly department, I guess, much anything else. Jay is following Jay Kirshner here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. Mark Antony, who had been married to Jennifer Lopez, right? Wasn't he married?
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez. How old were the two of them when they were married? Do you recall, Jay?
It was right after Ben and Jen broke up the first time. It's like 6 months later she married Mark Antony.
They're about the same age, though, aren't they? Isn't she in her early 50s?
Yeah, Mark Antony and J-Lo, yeah.
They're pretty close in age. Okay. Closer than this.
They were married a long time, actually. Weren't they married like 14 years?
They were married
or
a good amount.
Right?
Yeah.
Or maybe not 14, but 10. They've got two kids together.
Closer than this is Jay's way and my, perhaps, of raising an eyebrow. Mr. Antony is now engaged to a model whose name is Nadia Ferreira. And how old might she be?
The former Miss Paraguay is 23 years young, and he is 53 years young.
Okay.
He's got a thing for pageant chicks. He is like, I mean, he married the Miss Universe, Dayanara Torres, I think, and then he left her for J-Lo. And then after J-Lo, there was somebody else who was also like a Miss Puerto Rico or a Miss, like, I mean, he's got all these, I mean, some of the most beautiful women in the world have been married to Mark Anthony.
And he's not really.
I don't get it at all. But, I mean, I guess he's got that BDE. I don't know, but it's something's going on there.
All right, so what's the story with this lady, Nadia Ferreira? What's her claim to fame other than being Miss whatever? What's her name?
What, Miss Paraguay?
Miss Paraguay, yeah. That's a
model, Miss Paraguay.
How do people like this meet?
I'm not sure what else she's up to.
Ever wonder about that?
They're agents. They're like, it's like shopping. It's like mail order. You look through a catalog, you're like,
really?
I'd like to meet her. And then you go to your agent.
You're Mark's page.
I mean, clearly Mark Anthony just watches pageants and then just picks out his new bride.
Doesn't he perform at a lot of them?
I think he does, probably for this reason.
A lot of times he's one of the performers.
Clearly he's a judge, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think this girl, they haven't been together that long, right? Haven't they only...
No. Like,
right? This is a new relationship? 3 months.
Oh, God. 3 months. Nearly 3 months after they debuted their romance, we should say. So how long were they dating before the world knew about it?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Fred Ward was one of the most interesting character actors. He passed away over the week. He was only 79. He had... he just...
King of the Segway, Doug Steffen.
Yeah.
I know.
What? What do you mean?
We're in the middle of talking about Mark Anthony, and then you just went from a dead guy.
Well, how much more are you going to say about Mark Anthony and the...
All right, we know you're done with it, so go ahead. Who is Fred Ward?
You don't know who Fred Ward is? No. Really?
He was a great actor.
I did not know his name, but when I saw his face, he was Reese Witherspoon's dad in Sweet Home Alabama, so that's how I know him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He was in a lot of movies, lots and lots of... He was a weird cat, had a funny sense of humor, and you could tell that wry look on his face. But he was Mr. Everyman. Would you say that made... When you look at him, and even his name, Fred Ward. All right, so he had that Everyman look, and he played those Everyman roles, and he was just a good character actor. Kevin Bacon liked him a lot. He was in Tremors with him.
Yeah, Naked Gun 33 1/3. Oh, loved him in that. He was the bad guy in it.
Yeah, he could be a good bad guy, too. All right, Fred Ward passing away at the age of 79, for those of you who knew him. It's 28 after.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bon, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Bravo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy term.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Officials in Buffalo say the suspect in a mass shooting at a supermarket within the city months before the attack. Officials say the suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, visited the store back in early March. They added that Gendron had planned to attack a second location if he hadn't been caught by authorities. They're investigating the shooting as a hate crime, citing the suspect's racist rant posted online. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol. That includes dozens of fighters that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives. He says that the country needs their heroes to be alive, calling it a principle. The losing ways continue on Wall Street. Even though the Dow rose by 27 points, the Nasdaq fell by 142 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 16. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Federal Election Commission will not take any action against former President Trump after it deadlocked on whether his campaign broke the law during the 2020 election. The Campaign Legal Center filed the complaint against Trump, accusing his campaign of laundering hundreds of millions in spending from mandatory public disclosure by routing payments through companies tied to his former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. The practice has long been considered against the law, but the FEC, evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, have often deadlocked on the issue. Come this fall in Florida, protesting in front of a private residence can land you in jail. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill to prevent protests like those faced by abortion rights proponents in front of the homes of the conservative Supreme Court justices. It will be a second-degree misdemeanor that takes effect in October. Violators could face 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine. However, a protester can only be arrested after they ignore orders from police to disperse. Authorities have discovered a fully operational drug tunnel underneath the border. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The tunnel was discovered by police and members of the Mexican National Guard at a home in Tijuana Saturday night, and the exit point is in a warehouse on the U.S. side in Otay Mesa. Authorities in Tijuana say the tunnel was used to smuggle drugs and for other illicit activity. The Border Patrol has sealed up the tunnel on the U.S. side and is investigating the incident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour. What's your problem? We'll fix it. We're here at the Fix-Its. The ladies of the DJ. I can't fix anything, you know. I might be able to fix a flat tire on a tractor, but in terms of fixing stuff, these ladies are really good at it. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. So here's a problem that needs fixing. I thought it was interesting. Bette Midler was on about this. We've talked about a little bit here. A lot of people have talked about this problem with baby formula. So Bette Midler says, try breastfeeding. Okay. Well, that's all right if it works. Some people can't breastfeed.
But, like, how stupid.
You think she could do better than that?
Well, but then she doubled down and was like, okay, fine, and then hashtag wet nurse. Like, everybody can afford that.
So what's going on
with that?
Wet nurse?
A wet nurse is somebody who helps take care of the baby, but they are lactating and they can breastfeed.
Breastfeed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, sure. Okay, Bette Midler, thank you for your white privilege. Thank you for your doubling down on white privilege. Awesome.
Why is that considered white privilege? I don't get that.
Well, it's certainly privilege, right? I mean, it's a very ignorant thing for her to say.
Well,
and a lot of women
are ignorant. We're calling her out because it seems like it's pretty inappropriate, but it does bring, it focuses or shines some light on this issue which we've been talking about here for the past week or so. The shortage of baby formula is real, real, real. And is it just because Similac can't make because of their stuff that in their factory, things that get into it, or is there some other, are there more babies?
Well, part of the reason, there are a lot of people who are analyzing this issue right now, and
part
of the reason is there's a huge monopoly. Abbott is the company that makes Similac, and it's basically like there's no competition on the shelves, and so when one company goes down, the whole sector
goes down.
Do
you know why there isn't? Because they bought up all the competition.
Right.
So here's another example of the government and the Department of Justice or whoever
it is monopoly.
Looks at these mergers and says, oh, okay, well, that'll be good for everybody. When all the merger operators say, well, we'll be less expensive and the product will be better. And
it's all the same
crap.
Yeah.
It's always the same. Always worse. Give me one example of some huge conglomerate that took over another huge conglomerate or merged with them and things were better for the consumer after that. I challenge you to find one example of that, where prices were cheaper, service was better, the product was more consistent. Give me one example. One.
I can't think of any.
Yeah,
I can't
do
it.
Either.
Nope.
No.
Amazon has kind of ruined Whole Foods, so I don't know. I mean, I can't even think of an example.
Yeah. So here we go with this circumstance. And the price gouging is happening. If you can find some of this stuff online, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There is some formula that has been made in Ireland that has been brought over where they can get it. But what is the alternative? If you can't lactate, if you can't find baby formula, what happened in the good old days? They took milk from a cow.
Or you don't produce enough. I mean, it's so crazy.
A lot of people who have had twins or even triplets are dealing with that, where they're just not making enough to feed all of their babies.
Okay, but so what in the before there was no baby formula, before maybe there have to have been circumstances where mothers couldn't produce any milk for their children.
I think they would take, like, what was it, honey or cellulose or something that they would add to milk, I think. But you have a lot of parents who are trying to do that and make their own formula, and it's dangerous for the baby. So that's not a great idea.
So did babies, there was a time when, I can remember even when I was a child, when mothers would come to the farm for raw milk, and they would take the milk home, and they would boil it. And then they'd feed it to their children, and they would add stuff. You're just suggesting honey. I just remembered honey being put into it sometimes. Other
something or
things.
I can't remember what it was, but they would add things to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, now we don't do that anymore. And
we become dependent on having a bottle. Okay, we'll go to the store. Here's a bottle of this stuff. So what I'm trying to do is give people an idea if we can find. I looked this up, and I couldn't find. I'm really intrigued by this. And it's such a wonderful example of what happens when one company controls the source of supply. Okay, so now we get through that. What do you do? What can we offer to our listeners as a way to, you know, at any price?
It's frightening. I mean, people are just saying, call your doctor. Go to take your baby to the hospital.
Well, as good as that do. Yeah. So.
Well, I guess they have supplies or something at the hospital. What outraged a bunch of people is that there are pallets of baby formula found at the border last week, which I think there was a lot of questions about that at the White House press briefing. Like, what is it doing at the border when American babies aren't getting access?
And what was it doing at the border?
Saki's answer was that it was just, it's morally right to have it there. And was it kind of a non-answer.
You mean, but this is for mothers bringing babies over illegally?
People, well, not necessarily illegally. No, if they're at this, if they're there at the facility, then they're not trying to cross illegally.
They were apprehended, most likely.
So, but I mean, this whole debate of whose baby is worthy of the formula. I mean, this is of course naturally being turned into something political, and I saw a lot of ugly stuff on social media this weekend about that. It's just, I don't know. People who are anti-abortion and claim to love all the babies. They don't want babies to be fed if they're coming across the border. It's just babies are hungry.
But at this point, it's like, I guess when the administration knows that there's stuff going on with American babies, why is it being sent there first? And I think that's concerning. I mean, obviously, number one. And then number two, the other thing that was interesting is that Abbott came out and, you know, obviously they're fighting back because their reputation looks terrible. And Abbott said that they've been trying to get a hold of the FDA, that they're ready to run and they're ready to open up this facility. And Sturgis has been closed down and they're not getting a return phone call from the FDA to open up and go. Like, what is happening? Who's doing the FDA?
Well, the FDA has a big part of this as well because they, you know, the Abbott facility had so many issues and it was shut down. And then they had the contamination in the formula and it was a mess. And I don't know if the FDA was like, you know, how Boeing was allowed to just, you know, do their own self-inspections. Did the FDA allow Abbott to do that too? Because they got away with this for a long time. This didn't just happen overnight.
Nope, it never does. But there, here we are. I don't know. I just find it.
But if they're ready to go, and we know we have a problem, for the FDA not to be sitting on their doorstep, regardless of whether they're ready to go or not, the FDA should be sitting on their doorstep saying, "You need to get this in order. So, we need to get you up and running again." And they're not doing
that. Let me ask you this question: with regard to women who can lactate, are there women who sell their excess? Let's say they have a breast pump. And they pump out extra, they freeze it sometimes. I remember when Tony...
My friends shared their breast milk.
Yeah, that's what I'm questioning here. Women who have... I remember Tony had lots of extra milk, and she froze it when Brendan and Megan were coming along. And they breastfed up until, I don't know, 18 months, it seems to me, somewhere in there. And so can you... Is that realistic to... There ought to be I'm not suggesting a black market... but it seems
there probably is a black market already.
Yeah
a lot of people do sell their stuff. Women, and also good for Tony for going 18 months. That is epic. That's amazing. But a lot of people that can do it physically and mentally, because it's not just about physical.
Yeah.
They are doing it. They are absolutely. And if you know somebody who, if you are able to do that and you know other people who are struggling and they have kids, they're probably sharing it with their friends, I would think. I would hope.
Mothers, let me see if I remember this. Tony used to enjoy the time with Megan and Brendan when they were breastfeeding. And I know that Sophie, who's my daughter-in-law, is breastfeeding Jasper. And it's like the mother enjoys that time. There's a connection that happens there. I don't think I'm overemphasizing it. I think
it's person to person. Personally, I loved it. I was only able to breastfeed Mac for 4 days because I wasn't producing enough. And what I was producing, it was making him sick. But when I was actually feeding him that time, it was so beautiful and I definitely cherished it. But then when I had to go on the breast pump, I hated that. I felt like I was being violated by a machine. I felt like I was subhuman. When I had Mac, yeah, that was amazing. But when I was on that machine, that was awful.
Not so much. Yeah, I understand. I hear what you're saying. There's I don't know what made me think about this. I've said before, my wife, Tony, the only woman that I was ever married to, the marriage didn't last, but our relationship did, she was a nun. And there's apparently a movement among nuns to join TikTok. And the theme of this is we're not all old ladies reading the Bible. Now, what we're supposed to glean out of that, I'm not sure. But there's a TikTok video floating around of some nuns from St. John the Baptist Church in New Jersey, where you are. There must be some of that in the local yokels department.
Haven't heard anything, but
No.
Okay.
So why would it be so unusual for nuns to be on TikTok? TikTok is usually dancing and stuff, isn't it? Isn't it entertainment?
No, it can be anything. It's cooking. It's everything. It's okay. Yeah, it's not like one category. But I guess they're doing hashtag convent life. That's what their series is. Sure.
Oh my
God. Go for it.
Hey, yeah. I just remember Tony Sturgeon.
If it brings people's understanding to that,
yeah.
Good
for sure,
yeah.
It should be fun. Yeah, yeah. All right. The Judd family had a celebration of life over the weekend for Naomi Judd. The sisters were there, lots of other people. And one of the things, you know, remember, she killed herself. She shot herself. And the part of the memorial was aimed at talking about mental health. They had the mother's therapist at the memorial to talk about what she had been going through. And I wonder
that's
how many
so
people
brave
have
to share all
yeah,
that.
Telling
really
that
is.
Story? Yeah.
I applaud that. I didn't know yeah. that. That's, wow, that's
too.
Moving.
Yeah, right. I think that's very, it's special. And
it shouldn't be swept under the rug, you
new.
Know. And so I think it's great that they really are just going all in.
Yeah, yeah. And were there causes for it? My sisters and I were together over the weekend, and we had a couple of hours talking about family stuff, which we do maybe now. My sister, my younger sister, is all about this. She works. My oldest sister lives in Minneapolis, so she's here with maybe once a month or so to see her kids and grandchildren. But when my sister is like manic about getting us together to talk about stuff, she gets out books. She had a book about, you know, I've talked to you a little bit about the characters in my family, my grandmother's brothers who were all Al Capone workers and they all got massacred, and my grandfather who used to steal cars and sell them.
I think this is that streak, Jen, about the lack of authority or respect for it.
Yes, maybe he's a monster.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just there's a lot of stuff there. But we all have a family tree, and it ought to be something that I think you teach the other members of your family about. The DJB download, something else is a teaching time, I suppose. Most recent one discusses labor unions, fair trade, lottery winners and losers, that sort of stuff on the DJB download. You can find that. Also discussion last week of Mercury going retrograde. We're in the middle of that right now. Check out the progress at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this stress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, is serving jury duty. At this moment, he's in the line. He's going to be, what they have a filtration process, right? When all of you have served, have you not, Jay?
I never have, no.
Haven't you? Never
no,
been
I've
asked
never been
to
called
serve?
To do
really?
So.
Wow.
Victoria? I've gone twice to jury duty, but I was never picked for anything, so I only had to stay for like an hour.
I was picked a number of times. I've been foreman twice. Very interesting experience, frankly. One of them was a really serious, a very serious case, and another one was a speeding sort of a case. And it was, but it, the system, as it works, it's a great civics lesson that everybody should go through. People say, I don't want to serve. How do I get out? Now, that's the wrong attitude. This is a great experience that you should all have. Anyway, so that's where Tommy is. Thus, our focus on food news after this.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work.
Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
All right, now let's get to what Subway is doing. Got a problem. They're, like a lot of other restaurants, running out of cold cuts. Wow, this is difficult. Well, the avian flu may be a participant in this to a point, at least with chicken, but turkey as well, hard to come by. But they're having trouble with ham and roast beef, too, and I'm wondering what the problem with that is. Because there have been bird flu problems all around the country, that's for sure. But that's driven up the price of eggs and poultry and stuff. But poultry, if in fact you go to the supermarket or wherever you get your food, the prices are going bananas. Go to the local farmer and get your eggs. We've got a lot of eggs. Somebody came yesterday onto the farm because on the weekends we were opened up. People come and visit, we do tours, and people have ice cream and milk and cheese and stuff. And so somebody came and went around with the kid that takes care of the chickens. They just brought a bucket with them, and loaded up. Must have 200 eggs that they gathered in about 15, 20 minutes. And then they all washed them, and they had these big, like two dozen, have you ever seen those? These cartons that hold two dozen eggs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Filling them right up, clean them up. But, you know, it's $8 a dozen as well it should be, frankly. Now, the other side of this, the meat industry may not, well, there may be shortages, but it may be price gouging, kind of the same way the gas companies are gouging you when you go to the gas station. So the meat industry, say, the claims of beef and pork shortages early on, to keep the processing plants running, they kept them going, but there wasn't enough stuff to feed. There's a committee that's looking at Smithfield, which is run by the Chinese, and Tyson Foods, which the Chinese are trying to buy. See, this is the no good comes
well, this is,
from
right.
selling.
They lied, and that's what this report shows. This is a bipartisan report. This is, you know, but yeah, they basically have found through so many 151,000 pages of documents, interviews. I mean, they've done so much work on this, and they found that so in the beginning, when everyone was worried about shortages and stuff, Tyson and Smithfield, they lied to the Trump administration and said, oh, no, we have to keep all of our meat packing plants open. We can't close because there's going to be a meat shortage and empty shelves. And what administration wants to hear a major producer come and say, oh, you're going to have empty shelves? And, you know, so 334,000 coronavirus cases have been linked to meat packing plants.
Yep.
And it was $11 billion in economic damage, having all those people
and
sick.
And Smithfield, which is run by the Chinese, were bigger liars in this than Tyson were. They had all kinds of excuses. Man, oh man. 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.